The Bombers continue to be have drama surround them. They've been in the news for most of the year. They've dominated the news cycle early this week with the on-field and the associated dramas with that. Now there's some off-field drama. Unrest over the extension of Xavier Campbell's role. That's primarily coming from Robert Shaw. He's saying an independent external review should have been in place before the reappointment. Too much business, not enough football emphasis. And then Nova Paris has resigned from the Long Walk Foundation over a disrespect she says is shown to her by Xavier. I read the article, dispute over a payment about transferring Nova...
A statue.
I obviously know nothing about any of this. I don't know if you know anything about any of it, but it's not great to see your club in the news for the wrong reasons.
No, not at all. And this is generally what happens when a club underperforms. Every part of the club and every bit of behaviour about anyone associated with the club is examined and stories are written about what's going on. I would just like to say this, Gary. Where was all this discussion at the end of last season? Where were everybody now that was yelling for a review that needed to be done? Where were they at the end of last season when Essendon finished where they did? Okay, now, they made the finals. They got turfed out in the first week of the finals. Essendon's problem, I'm going to go over this again. I know I've said this many times. Essendon's problem right now is that they display an inconsistent brand of football. Their effort is inconsistent to win the ball. They can't move the ball freely when they have the ball, and they can't defend the ball when the or they can't defend the ground when the opposition has the ball. Right now, I don't think they need a review into any other part of their football club other than the coaching department and the players, and find out why they are getting that part of the game so wrong. Am I completely misreading the situation? You can talk about all the other stuff, right? When Paul Brasher came to the club, he conducted a rigorous review.
Yes.
Okay. Rigorous review. And he interviewed everybody around the club and inside the club, and he did it personally, and you know, everybody's spoken about that in the past, about the conversations they may have had, and they looked at every component of the club. Okay. Let's give them a little bit of time to fix this. But right now, as I see it, my view of this is that it is an on-field problem about the way they play, and the people at the club who are given that responsibility to fix it are the coaches and the players, and they're the ones that can do something about this.
So Robert Shaw, I'm quoting directly, he says, there's been an external review at Carlton, which resulted in great results. There's been an internal review at Melbourne, which resulted in the ultimate result. And he speaks about appointments that were made since then. Shaw said there'd been too much emphasis on business and not enough on football at Essendon. Our core business is football. We've become the Essendon Football Bank or the Essendon Commercial Entity. Not enough on the footy. Now, the interesting part that was put to him was your frustration due to the fact that you were overlooked when you put your hand up to assist the club. He said it came from the... And he denied that. He said you've got to take people on the journey.
That's right. That's true. And, I would think there are people who do think that. And, you know, Robert is one of them, and he's a great Essendon man. He started his career there, loves the football club, like really connected to the football club. And there are a lot of people out there frustrated. But the frustration needs to be directed, I believe, right now in the way they're playing. Clubs review themselves all the time. Quite right about, you know, Melbourne and other clubs and Richmond and, you know, like before Richmond won the flag, you know, like everybody was ripping into the club and every component of the club and everything was wrong at that time. The following year they go out and they win a flag. I'm not saying Essendon's going to do that, but when a club is underperforming, every part of it is examined forensically, and that's what's taking place at Essendon now. But for me, the part that they can fix and they should be fixing is what is taking place on field. And that is the responsibility of the coaching group.
Yep. And in terms of the other stuff, I know nothing about, and I know you just have said you don't know that. The thing at the end of this story, Michael Long says, and Michael Long's pivotal to the whole situation. He and Nova Paris have got great relationships. Long hadn't read Paris's email, but said the Long Walk Foundation had always had the great support of Xavier Campbell. So there's a man who's at the coalface of it, you know, saying that Xavier supported him enormously. So clearly there's an issue between Nova and Xavier, and that's the genesis of this big story.